All right, once again, just want to make sure everybody does sign in for this public hearing. It's 6:45, so we'll go ahead and start with that public hearing. It's in regards to the zoning change on 1800 Industrial Drive. Does administration have anything that they wanted to say at the beginning of this? Okay. And then the city council members have anything to say? Then I'll open it up for audience communication, if not. Okay, then I'll open up to members of the audience. I did have one person sign in, but John, if you want to come up to the microphone, and then we'll have others. Just raise your hand. We'll make sure we get your name. We have your address already on the sheet, so we won't need you to state your address. Just your name. John, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Good evening, Councilman and Mayor Hazel. Again, my name is John Dan, but I'm the Chief Financial Officer at Mercer Health. I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to address everyone this evening. We want to begin by acknowledging that we understand the city's commitment to free market principles that we've heard discussed over the past two meetings, and also the role that competition plays in driving innovation and quality. We understand and respect that as leaders of the Salina community, you embrace market competition as a mechanism that benefits consumers by providing them with more choices and enhanced services. However, unlike traditional markets where consumers can choose to buy or not buy goods, healthcare is an essential service, and people require medical care regardless of their financial situation or ability to pay for that service. We must recognize the unique responsibility we all have to ensuring that our community has access to stable, robust, and reliable infrastructure at the local level. Healthcare, therefore, is not just another business. It's a critical service and fundamental necessity that directly impacts the health and well-being of every resident. As we look to the future, it's important to ensure that this essential infrastructure remains strong and viable, regardless of new competition entering our county. While competition can foster innovation, it also creates challenges in industries such as healthcare, where continuity and stability are crucial. Grand Lake Health System and Mercer Health are competitors, but we also collaborate on many fronts because we both are intimately committed to this community. We don't have our eyes on multiple markets and expansion beyond the communities we serve. We can't pull out of our market or decide not to serve those in the community who rely on the local healthcare infrastructure. Simply caring for our local communities is why we exist. We're committed to maintaining and strengthening our local healthcare systems, even in the face of a regional competitor entering the community. Our priority will always be the health and safety of the people we serve, and we'll continue to advocate for strong local healthcare infrastructure for the citizens of Salina and the broader community to ensure that their healthcare needs are ultimately met. The overall well-being and prosperity in our community depends in part on having a strong infrastructure of local healthcare systems. Again, I want to thank you for your time, and also thank you for your continued support of our shared goal to provide high quality, accessible healthcare for everyone in the community. Thank you.
All right, others would like to address this time? Raise your hand and I'll call on you. All right, anybody in council?
I'm not sure whether we can address it during your business or not.
As a public hearing,
you can do whatever you want.
You should be able to do whatever you want and to gauge. If you have additional questions, you can do so.
John, I received an email from you today talking about a restrictive covenant that you had just come about.
Right.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I was...
Sorry, John, can you go up to the microphone that we get it? I don't know if we're recording this or not.
I don't know what's on. I'm
at least using my phone. Just in case we are, thanks.
One more.
I don't know that we normally do public meetings or committee meetings. Just you can go ahead, John.
Thank you. Thank you for the good question, Councilman Gray. Late Friday afternoon, I was made aware of a restrictive covenant that is under the purchase agreement for Mercy Health to acquire that 1 acre of land out there on Halfman Road. Ultimately, the restrictive covenants ultimately restrict what would go on those future lots that are still available for purchase. Ultimately, what's most concerning for us was the time frame and the restrictions put on healthcare entities, healthcare service lines, ultimately buying any more property out there on Halfman Road.
So I noticed, I read through the covenant, and it said 30 years if say Mercy Health decides not to build there after they bought it, that restrictive covenant is there, correct?
That's the way I understand this, yes.
And then if they decide not to do it, then nobody else can build in that area that we're rezoning, correct?
Correct. If I understand the covenant, it wouldn't necessarily even have to be they buy the lot and build on it. If they buy the lot, what this states here is any real estate interest within a 25-mile radius. So because they're already in Walhawk, no other healthcare entity would also be able to build on Hatman Road.
In that location.
Correct. Those.
No, I mean, all the way up and down Hatman Road is not.
Correct. But this 6 acres, roughly, that's for sale currently. That's where the restrictions are.
Can you talk to that as well?
Very clear.
Can you just remind us of your name for the record, if you would?
Absolutely.
For the mic.
I wanted to give everybody a chance to talk about this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm the Senior Development Manager for Mercy Health. So what we do as a religious nonprofit, when we acquire land, we put deed restrictions on that land. It only carries with that parcel. So it will carry with the 1 acre parcel for 30 years or so long as we operate. There's no restriction on healthcare in the vicinity. We can't encumber somebody else's property and say, oh, you can't sell to a healthcare group or not. It purely carries with our parcel, that 1 acre. Again, our status as a religious nonprofit, we follow certain directives, including the directives of the Catholic Church being a Catholic nonprofit. So we just restrict what can be done on that 1 acre, not any surrounding area. We could never, by right, enforce that. There's no issue with that. So it's just applicable to the 1 acre we will acquire.
Okay.
Thank you. That all makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, good.
I appreciate the explanation. That's not what was described to us by the real estate agent out there. They said we could not purchase any of the remaining property without Mercy Health consenting to us doing so.
Okay. Any other questions from council this time? Yes, Margaret.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Great, to you, Mr. Moore. Questions: how can two entities, Mercy Health, and JES, rule what can go in that property legally?
Are you referring to this deed restriction or whatever?
Deed restriction. There's a 25-year.
I don't believe that anybody's forwarded whatever they're referring to me to look at. I was a little surprised to hear mentioned even, from last Friday. I haven't seen or heard anything of this that I'm aware of. So I can't speak to it specifically.
If I might mention, if you remember the former Bob Evans site,
yes,
when Bob Evans had it, they put a 40-year deed restriction on that property on food. So even though they swept it out to a third-party real estate firm, that deed restriction remained with that property and it carries. So they're not the first one that, there's not the first one that have put a deed restriction.
Right.
So if they sell the property, the buyer is going to accept that deed restriction or not buy it.
See, that's the problem we have. Bob Evans is sitting there empty.
Yeah. There's a legal issue between the owners, and that's why it's sitting there empty. That's a whole different element. It was sold, but then there's another legal issue ongoing right now.
Right. Okay.
So I appreciate what you're saying, but quite frankly, if you have a deed restriction on, and I'm going to go a little step further, when the city is probably before you, but when the city received a donation of Miller Woods out on Westview Park, it had a deed restriction in perpetuity about what could be done on that wooded area. So that travels with the property. And only when you invoked a site prey doctrine or something along those lines could it ever be changed. So it can occur, but it depends on if the buyer accepts it. And only for that parcel that's being sold.
So I do see this. It's like a screenshot of 8.2, but I don't know what that's a part of. I need to see that document in its entirety. if somebody can send me that, I'd be happy to start looking.
Anybody else have any questions at the moment? And one last time for the audience. Anybody in the audience?
Yep, John. One follow-up comment, just to speak to that point. That which is applied can also be pulled back. So what we have done in the past on these covenants and restrictions, we can also pull them back. We as an organization, having applied them to the deed, can also remove them. So
correct.
Should we ever vacate the property, it can be restored to unrestricted deed. We just sign a couple of documents and it pulls that deed restriction right off. Yep. It's just so long as we own that piece, we just don't want to get pressure to do things, and that's all it's got.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah. I'm kind of not following this. What's the 25-mile radius of the remaining parcel? No portion of the remaining parcel shall be used for any health care services, but not limited to the medical office, private medical group, so on. What's the 25-mile definition in that restriction?
Again, anything applied can only be applied to that which we are buying. Like, we can't encumber any other property. We know that. So it's purely an agreement between us and JDS that 1 acre tract will never be used for certain things as outlined in that document. I don't know what the document's cut from. I assume it's our PSA with them, which has that outlined. So it's a little hard to speak to, but again, the overall premise is that any deed restriction put in place is only applied to 1 acre. We can't restrict anything surrounding us.
Good. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? All right. And then we'll adjourn this public hearing here at 7:56 again. If you could, do you have a thought or question?
I have a comment.
Yep. Come on up to the mic. You got a couple minutes left.
My name is Deb Warnes, and I'm the owner of Lakeshore Realtors and a lifelong investor in this area. And preserving industrial space, industrial zone land, is already limited, and with council allowing rezoning for non-industrial purposes has already set precedent for changes, leading to a shortage of viable industrial land. The current change additional limits opportunities for future business development and other industries that rely on such space. That's a concern of the fact that we do not have places for any kind of industrial expansion. Alternative locations. Mercy Hospital stated in a previous meeting that they contacted local real estate firms to find a suitable location with no sites available. Mercy Hospital did not contact our firm. If they had, we would have pointed out several suitable locations that would not require a zoning change. Rather than rezoning a new piece of land, the city should encourage the use of these existing properties, which would avoid disrupting the balance of industrial and commercial land use. Traffic concerns. Industrial Road is not designed to accommodate the increase in traffic that a medical facility would bring. Hospitals and medical centers tend to generate significant traffic, including emergency vehicles, patients, and staff. This could have a negative impact on the surrounding infrastructure, leading to congestion and safety issues in the area that was not built for this use. Not all traffic will choose to exit on Haverman Road. I use that road quite frequently, going back and forth to the office and to the highway, thereby increasing car traffic or street designated for semi-industrial purposes. Will sidewalks be required along the industrial roadways? No one likes to eliminate competition, and I've heard that quite frequently in previous meetings. However, Mercer Health is a community-owned healthcare provider. We are the owners of Mercer Health. The board and the trustees, who are all residents, have made a huge investment in our community. They employ residents, and I believe are the largest employers in our county. We should not limit competition, but not at the expense of the residents of Mercer and Allblaze County. This council in the past has considered what is best for the community and has made decisions based on negative effects on our community. and I would like to suggest that the council take this in consideration with this vote, that this does have a negative effect on Mercer Health, and I don't think we're eliminating competition when there's other locations that are out there available. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to conclude the meeting. We will have ability for audience communication once again during our regular meeting here, which will start in about a minute. So I'm going to conclude and adjourn this meeting and give us a minute here.